local information first. This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And here we are coming up on 1212 here on a Tuesday afternoon, Cows 100.9. This is your Community Connection. It is brought to you by Keene Bank. I'm Corey Hargith here with you. And joining me in studio, we got Scott Kozelka and Zach Reinhardt, of course, with the Steel County Free Fair. Let's see, 3 weeks, right?
21 days.
It's hard to read on the window because it's backwards.
You know, I was disappointed, Corey, when I came in yesterday morning.
And you saw Brad went over there to change it quick?
No, it hadn't been changed since last week when I was here. And then, but when I was here this morning, it was changed because they knew I was coming.
Come on. We barely change the calendars in these studios. I know. Unless Mara's here.
It's all good.
Then they get done.
3 weeks from today, 5 o'clock, official start. Speaking of 5 o'clock, 3 weeks from today is the last time you'll be able to buy a Mega Band bracelet if you haven't already got one. Do not procrastinate.
Yeah, because they sold out last year.
They sold out last year, and we're hoping for that to
happen.
What
was it? It was a day or two before the fair, wasn't it?
About a day. But you still have those people all the way up till 5 o'clock that wait around. And
I'll go get it a little bit later. I'll get it a little bit later. And
don't wait.
Sorry.
Don't wait.
The line really showed up at Hy-Vee, though, when we started selling them on the 15th of July. There was a line
right away?
About to the back to the meat section or so.
Wow.
They were ready to get their tickets.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They learned the hard way probably last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, again, the Mega Ride tickets on sale. It's 9 to 6. It's at customer service, right, at Hy-Vee?
Yep.
So just go in there. You purchase the ticket, and then you'll take the ticket over to the Midway and exchange it for the wristband that then gets that person wearing it unlimited rides.
Right. And we also set up too, Corey, is if due to sports or other things, you cannot wear a wristband for $5 extra at the ticket booth, you can get a lanyard.
Okay.
So they'll do that for you too. But the Gold Star Amusement people are great to work with and make it happen every year. And in fact, we're going to be meeting with them this week yet to kind of talking about our area and, some of the changes that we'll do and stuff. So we're excited. It's go time.
Yeah, and determining exactly, okay, this is what we're going to have room for, that sort of thing. Because I'm sure you get those regular rides that come back every year, but some things that change. Mm-hmm. You got to change it up every now and again.
Every year, and sometimes they have to reach out to another carnival or somebody that has a ride that travels, just like the last year when we had the roller coaster. And That's a ride that actually this year I got to see during the winter down in Florida. It was at the Strawberry Festival in Plant City, Florida. I got to see the roller coaster was here, and now this year during our fair, it kind of rotates where it's going to be at. It's at the Iowa State Fair the same time as ours, but we're bringing in
the slingshot. Big thrill ride. So 200 feet in the air, shot right up there like a rubber band.
Nope. My stomach just turned upside down.
No, you don't You don't turn upside down, Corey.
Well,
it's
my stomach
okay.
just did.
It's okay.
Or trust me, I'd find a way to end up upside down.
Yeah,
that's just
actually
how it works for me.
They're actually coming in, and it's going to be cool, and that'll be our thrill ride. And who knows? They might have a couple other things up their sleeve before they get here. But
see, that's just it. You don't know exactly what's going to show up all the time.
No, we don't.
You have a good idea, but you got to have a little surprise in there too.
But we tell people you have to remember that, Gold Star and Five Star Amusements, they can go around and they can do two or three carnivals at different on the same weekend. And right now, how many carnivals are this week, Zach?
We have 12 different fairs going on this week alone
in Minnesota. So when you think about that and the number of carnivals that are there and out there and stuff, after COVID, that number went way down. So having a company like Gold Star that's able to do two or three carnivals at the same time helps. But when we get to the Steel County Free Fair, they bring in everything. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have two zippers and things like that. It keeps them going. But when you sell out for Mega Bracelets, you sell just the daily tickets or the daily wristbands and stuff. We asked them, hey, can we increase it? They said, right now at the Steel County Free Fair, all the rides are going continuously. So when you go to some other fairs and you see, hey, there's only two or three people on a ride or something like that, you got to remember that they're going continuously. So they do an amazing job keeping us going from 5 o'clock on Tuesday night till 9 o'clock on Sunday night when we close and doing that. So kudos to them.
And Since we're kind of talking the entertainment side, let's get into the grandstand, because it's going to be a fun few days over there, as always.
Yeah, so on Tuesday night there, of course, there's the FFA alumni tractor pull on the east side of the grandstand track there. That's their main fundraiser for the year, so we're always happy to help accommodate for that. Wednesday night's our big Faith Fest on the fairgrounds, so we're super happy with that. Jeremy Camp, John Reddick, Thunderstorm Artis is going to be out there. Thunderstorm was actually on American Idol, so got some national cred there. He's coming from his hometown's Hawaii. That's his home state there. So it will be warm summertime in Minnesota. He'll be okay. It's not like the wintertime, so we'll be good for that. But that's going to be a great faith night there for everyone who wants to come out there, bringing lawn chairs out for the main track space there too, I think,
and
right?
Yeah, and don't procrastinate, because those tickets are going, and Wednesday night is amazing, the ticket sales that are going. So if you're
and
thinking about
that was just like last year.
Yes, yes. So this year we added one group with Thunderstorm coming, and we're excited about him. He's just getting into climbing the charts and stuff like that, and everyone will enjoy all three acts.
Yeah. And then moving on to the Thursday night, we have the classic Hairball coming out again. We know it's a great show. That bombastic celebration of Arena Rock, you can't miss it. Opening up for them, Rival 5, great group. Great group to listen to, for sure.
Yeah, and also some of our winners from Kuroki the other night are going to be up there as well. So
they'll open up at 6:30. They'll come on, I believe, three or four winners, and they'll get their votes, and they'll get their stage time on the same stage as Rival 5 and Hairball. But yes, I guess that went well this past Friday night at the Eagles.
Yeah, I personally wasn't there, so.
Well, actually, I wasn't either. I was visiting another county fair in southern Minnesota, the Blue Earth County Fair.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Got to check out the competition. Yeah,
no, they're not competition. We're all at the same, but
it's my other fair that I work with.
Oh, so. Okay. Okay, so gotcha.
We're supporting Zach.
There you go. All right.
Yep.
Well, and let's see, we got one more show to get to. We got to get to our break here.
Yeah, 100%. Friday night, can't miss it. Randy Houser, local celebrity Corey Kennedy, opening up the stage for him. Really, it's almost as if it's a Corey Kennedy show with Randy Houser closing, maybe. That's what some people, the locals, are saying, and that's okay.
One cool fact about that, Randy is actually overseas the week before. He's across the pond in England playing over in Great Britain. And before we signed him, we had to make sure that he was going to be able to be back in time and have his gear here, and that all works. So these guys are all over the place, and I hope our community, our county, our guests realize that, you know, these guys work hard to make it happen and put on a show here. So
they absolutely do, and we'll talk about tickets and all that stuff coming up here in just a little bit. But first, we got to get to our break here, and we'll have more community connection with the Steele County Free Fair when we continue. Brought to you by Keene Bank here on Cal's 100.9.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cal's 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
And let's keep going with more conversation on the Steele County Free Fair, again happening 3 weeks from today, or at least kicking off from today. And
Corey, remember when you asked me and I said it's 344 days to the fair? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It just seems like this summer has just been flying by.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, last week was spring and the summer. We talked about that this morning.
Yeah.
It's like 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. But, and, you know, it really gets, once you get the first fair in the area going, it's
they rock.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they do. So, all right. We weren't quite done with some of the grandstand stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
A couple more left here for sure. Saturday night, our Bulls and Barrels night. Great night to put on the boots, put on the belt buckles, put on the hats, get out there and enjoy that. Mutton Bustin' sold out in 2 days. Our registration closed in 2 days. It was full. So, super excited about that. Almost finished in a day. We had two left after the first day. And it's like, okay, wow. Like, people want to get out there and try and get those 8 seconds of fame on those sheep there for sure. And then Sunday, of course, is the Demolition Derby. Last year we didn't get to do it because the Mother Nature had different plans for us, so now we got 2 years chomping at the bit. We're gonna wreck some cars real nice and loud there with the IMP Demo Derby on Sunday.
And those two shows, Corey, back to back to back, have sold out. So there again, don't procrastinate on any of your tickets from any of the concerts or anything like that. Get on scff.org, get your tickets. Stop in the fair office. We have our kiosk, the team in the office ready to help if you have any questions. If you have groups or something like that, give us a call at the office, 451-5305. Give us a call. We'll help you. If you have, you know, you have a big group that you want to bring, we'll make it happen. We'll make it fun. We'll make it memorable. And here we go.
All right. And the website is kind of the hub for all the information you need, including the thing that we're going to spend the rest of our time talking about. Of course, we got to talk about food. I mean, you don't go to a fair and not experience food in one way or another.
You see the three of us sitting here right now, Corey?
We know food.
This is not, this it just doesn't happen.
No.
This is occupational hazard.
Oh, you're absolutely
right. Yes,
right
here.
You have to quality control the fair. You have to.
Absolutely. I mean, we got John Partridge for that.
Yeah, John's one of our
He's
judges.
Very good at testing all the food. So
go ahead.
Let's just maybe touch on a couple of these new ones here for this year. One that jumps out at me is the Bourbon Mac Attack. That sounds really good.
Yeah, Bourbon Mac Attack from our Bourbon Chicken stand towards the north end of Elm Street there. It's going to be super, super tasty. Creamy bed of mac there, topped with juicy bourbon chicken. Finished with shredded cheese and that signature bourbon sauce that they have up at that chicken stand there. It's a can't miss, gotta have it kind of item for sure.
I'm thinking like 100 proof, wouldn't that be good? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No, that sounds about right.
More bourbon than sauce, maybe.
Yeah, no. There you go. I don't know. This one, you got a little sweet and savory, and we're talking about the Reese's Donut Burger.
Yeah, Reese's Donut Burger there. That's from our wonderful friends down at Deanna's. They originate down from Florida. They had it at the Florida State Fair. Apparently did really well down there. They like their sweet and savory combos like that. For me, maybe a little too sweet, but we're definitely going to try it. We're going to have some fun with it there.
What's on that burger?
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, chocolate sauce, I believe. Oh, gosh, what else is on here? Vanilla icing and Nutella as well. Yeah.
So well, why are you making that face, Corey?
I can feel my blood sugar spiking. Just
yeah, bring some insulin for that one, maybe a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, you might want to have that. And I guess we got time for one more. How about the Hot Cheeto Korean Dog?
Yeah, Chan's Eatery, new vendor on the grounds as well. So we're super excited to have them. The mozzarella cheese hot dog there, coated in rice flour, battered panko crumbs, and then the homemade spicy mayo coated with the Hot Cheeto crumbs. The Korean corn dogs are big things for sure. And then one of the highlights in the office that we're all looking really forward to is that deep fried top the tater. You know, last year or 2 years ago there, the deep fried ranch was the big thing at the state fair. Well, top the tater, I think, is going to knock it out of the water without even a questioning.
One last new vendor, they're not in the new, but Auntie M's. I've been scouting those guys out for 4 or 5 years at Wisconsin State Fair, Minnesota State Fair, but Auntie M's is a gluten-free stand. They'll have
entirely gluten-free, nice. Certified. Their family members are gluten-free, so they know all the safety procedures for that. But yeah, mini donuts and corn dogs.
And they'll be stationed right outside between the beer garden and Hy-Vee, that area.
Okay.
What we call Adventure Alley there. They'll be stationed out there. We're excited to have them. We get more and more people wanting gluten-free every year. So Auntie M's will be at the fair.
That's awesome. Again, scff.org is where you can go for all of the information. And look at that. We ran out of time.
Again?
Yeah, it always happens. We got it?
We're only on Tuesday.
I know, right? That's what it seems like here. But we got to get rolling here because I've got the Midday Farm Review with the Linder Farm Network on the way here at 12:30. And then I'm back with you this afternoon on the Midday Move starting at 1 o'clock. It's brought to you by Simple Move. This has been your Community Connection brought to you by Keene Bank here on Collins 100.9. Scott, Zach, thank you very much, guys.
We'll see you at the fair.